Mic check 1 2 1 2. Welcome to Adrienne's Playlist of Conversations, music episode of the week. I love these episodes. I like the conversations, obviously, but the music episodes are my favorite ones really to listen to because I'm such a music head and I just love going and exploring these songs. So as you know, this week's conversation was an expansion or an addition to my race series and that question of the expansion of what Black means in America 2022. So for this conversation with Ari, Nico, and Ray, I asked them all to bring songs that connected them not only to their culture, but also to this idea of Blackness and where they fit within that conversation or that non-binary of, you know, white v non-white, or that conversation of where they fit on the spectrum of Blackness. I, full disclosure, did not think there was going to be any overlaps between me and the other participants, but there were. I've actually been listening to those songs not only this week, but also since we've had those conversations. I love discovering new music, especially in different languages. I just want you to enjoy this music episode, enjoy the musical selections. Again, this is an expansion of Black is the New Black playlist that I already have, expanding the songs that Rihanna and I talked about. So yeah, let me pull the tape and let's listen.
It goes in a series, the three songs, from Nativity towards where I'm in my journey currently, where I want to reconnect to my family's history, to my culture generally. So the first one is La Isla Bonita by Madonna, because Madonna is my favorite singer, you know, as a gay child growing up, you know, and for many, many years, you know, La Isla Bonita was like the closest I got to like Spanish music. and it's still one of my favorite songs, but yes, as a young gay boy growing up in Florida, you know, La Isla Bonita was the thing. The next one is Maria by Ricky Martin. And I chose that one because this also relates with an intersectionality of being Latino and being gay. This came out around high school. I played it a lot and my grandmother noticed that. And that year for Christmas, she got me the Ricky Martin album, which I was like, ¿qué? What is this? You are supported by my like of this man. It, in some ways, it represented me trying to appease my grandmother in showing, hey, look, I like Spanish music too. And look, I like this Puerto Rican singer from the island. Let's relate on that level. And then it was sort of like an affirmation when she did that, but also a side affirmation of me being gay, because that was the other reason why I was like liking Ricky Martin. I probably still have the cassette somewhere in my my house. And my third selection is Santana, Oye Como Va, because that was a song, and Santana in general, including Tito Puente, were sounds that I grew up with. That's the stuff that my father would put on until he died. Like that was like the weekend music. And it's a sound that I'm coming back to, that I'm finding myself being gravitated towards, kind of like a reconnection to my personal family history and what their interests were and just the general history with Latin music.
The songs they chose, one, because I love salsa so much. I mean, again, New York, Puerto Ricans, just salsa. So my first song is Rebelión by Joe Arroyo. And it's a salsa song. It's really popular, but also just tells the story of a slave rebellion that's tied to like a love story. And again, when people are like, oh, those narratives don't exist across Latin America, I'm like, we're literally dancing to a song about rebellion and trying to fuck some shit up. The second one is El Gran Varón by Willy Colon. That tells a story of a trans woman who dies of HIV. And when this came out, it was like a big deal. And again, I would hear this at parties, and sometimes like it was an interesting way for like the community to reckon with like how we perceived HIV and transness and queerness. And I think it's a beautiful song that's like, you know, Willie is singing to the father of his child. And then the third song is La Masa by Mercedes Sosa, which is like one of the most famous Argentine singers. And when I think of Argentina, I think of her. And it's like a lot of folk music having to do with like the history of Argentina, but also South America. And I think it's just like a beautiful song. And I know that when people think of Argentina, they think about like an all white soccer team and white people. And I'm like, I think of Mercedes Sosa and just everything beyond the capital of Buenos Aires and or beyond Madonna playing Evita. The reason I picked them was that they sort of complicate and, you know, bring into music like our histories that we often don't necessarily talk about or think don't exist.
Rebelión was also on my list. It's just, I find it to be, yeah, it's a song about revolt. So I find that to be extremely empowering. I also, in my mind, have had this idea of mixing Rebelión with Nina Simone's Pirate Jenny. So if you got any music people out there that want to mess around with that, that would be awesome. Holla. Drop that in my inbox. I also have Bigger by Beyonce on my list when talking about just connecting. It's a song about, again, connection to something bigger, and Blackness is definitely something big, you know, something bigger. I'll just throw in another one because Rebelión was already said, Mi Tierra on here by Gloria Estefan. That's a song that is very significant to me and definitely reminds me very much of culture and how our culture expands.
My first song, obviously, I thought of was Jennifer Lopez featuring Ja Rule, I'm Real, the remix, because that's what sparked this conversation. And really, it sparked the conversation when the song came out. And the second song I immediately thought of was Oye Como Va by Santana, because Santana was one of my mother's favorite artists. And so Santana existed in the house. That song just is very special to me. And the next one, the last one, is Azúcar by Celia Cruz. I didn't know who Celia Cruz was. I hadn't heard the song, and this is one of the first songs that I heard when I got to New York, actually. And what's interesting, I've always gravitated towards the song, and you know, I was like, oh, who's this Black woman in this hair? It's interesting how, you know, there was a lot of obviously race and treatment of Black within her country and within this country that she had to deal with. And so it just, yeah. So I would say Azúcar by Celia Cruz.
All right, there you have it. Those were the songs. Just to repeat the songs that were mentioned and my attempt at pronouncing these names correctly, laughable, borderline racist, I feel, but I'm doing my best, okay? So the songs, just to remind you, La Isla Bonita, Madonna, Maria by Ricky Martin, Oye Como Va by Santana, Rebelión by Joe Arroyo, El Gran Varón by Willie Colon, La Maza by Mercedes Sosa, Bigger by Beyonce, Pirate Jenny, Nina Simone, Mi Tierra, Gloria Estefan, I'm Real Remix, J-Lo featuring Ja Rule, and Azúcar by Celia Cruz. I hope I did not fuck those names up too bad. My apologies, my apologies, my apologies. So have you heard any of those songs? I want you to comment of what you think about those songs, and also comment on what songs connect you to this race conversation. This playlist is now available on Spotify and Tidal and Apple Music. I know, right? By clicking the link in the episode description. If you have any suggestions, feel free to leave comments on IG and Twitter. I want to again thank my conversationalists for sharing the songs that connect them. I will continue to definitely listen. And I want to say thank you to all of the musicians and artists for providing the inspiration, the songs. Without you, the world will be that much more silent. Until next time, find your rhythm. Adria's Playlist of Conversations is executive produced and edited by Johnny Ray Cornegay III and me, Adrian Austin. Logo and design done by LaToya LaFleur. Please make sure you follow all social medias. Adrian's Playlist of Conversations can be found on Instagram and on Twitter, both at Adrian's Playlist Podcast. Again, that is at Adrian's Playlist Podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe to Adrian's Playlist of Conversations podcast wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a rating and a review. The default is currently 5 stars, so let's just go with that, okay? We'll love to hear your comments and hear your feedback. Until next time, be safe.